it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
That's a lot of words. But good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And, you know, if you're going anywhere, going to the gym, you're going to work, you're going anywhere, well, you can find you some Spano and Black Attack. Nobody better to talk to you about the various different ways to do it than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere. And I'll start by let's run down the many ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go via your devices, as you mentioned, Bob. And we'll start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. All have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and most importantly, all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. As we head into March Madness, you know, it's something we take for granted. We have a lot of fun doing it and paying attention to it. Hopefully they get the opportunity to listen to it no matter where they're stationed around the world or around the country. And if it brings them a little bit of warmth, well, we're all the better for it.
Well, we like warmth, that's for sure.
Yes, we do. Especially after the last couple of days up here.
You ain't kidding either. It's supposed to warm up a little bit today. It certainly doesn't feel like it, though. It was cold out there this morning. But up next, we'll set the stage and set the table for a big Thursday edition of The Attack, and then we'll hit the ground running. That's all next. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Get a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. The only $7.99 deal you can have delivered. It's hands down, feet up, stay in and chill out, the best pizza delivery deal. And to get it, just head to PizzaHut.com. It's a full-on, shoes-off, easy-breezy, hard-to-beat win for your wallet. $7.99 large two-topping pizzas, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask or click for this limited-time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, delivery areas and charges, and minimum purchase required for delivery may vary. Delivery charge is not a driver.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Ace Buy 2, Get 1 free paint sale. Now through Monday only, buy 2 gallons of our top paint brands, Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal, and get the 3rd gallon free. That's right, buy 2 gallons, get 1 free. You know what else is free? The help, because the paint experts at your local Ace will take the time to make sure you get everything you need in one trip. Brushes, rollers, tape, everything. Only at Ace. Offer valid through March 20th. Prices may vary. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. See participating store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Senator Roberto, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Got a big Thursday edition of the Attack here. Joe, what do you say we set the table and get this show on the road?
You got it, Bob. It's going to be wall-to-wall. March Madness, the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament takes center stage. We'll recap night two of the first four. And then from there, in hour one, we'll be joined by Mike Sielski. He of Philly.com. Is that correct, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. It's not on here, but that's okay. I believe Philly.com. And we're going to talk Nova's repeat path. And this year's team as well with him at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. Then in hour two, the entirety of hour two is going to be focused on our take on this entire bracket. And we'll get you, we'll kind of rapid fire our way through the bracket so that ultimately, before this tournament starts, you know who we pick to be in our final four and who we pick to win the whole thing. That's the rundown, Bob. Again, hour one, early part of it. First four, Mike Sielski with a focus on the defending national champions, the Villanova Wildcats, again a number one seed in the East with a very good chance to repeat. It won't be easy, but they certainly have a very good chance to repeat. In hour two, we'll expand out the discussion and get into the rest of the bracket as the first round of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament tips off a little after 12 noon Eastern time today with Notre Dame and Princeton tipping it off.
Yippee! Woohoo!
That's it.
Can't wait.
Neither can I. One of my favorite times of year. Unfortunately, this year, I can't be someplace with 3 and 4 televisions smoking a cigar, but what am I going to do?
Hey, you know something?
Better luck next year.
You'll have to clicker and just step outside for a little cigar every once in a while.
That's it. You know, the good thing is, you know, my office at the unnamed broadcasting school, and I often say that everywhere I work, everybody says, well, why won't you say their name? I said, they haven't bought sponsorships, so they don't get their name.
They don't pay me for advertising.
The one, yeah, exactly. The one thing they have done is they have in my – I have a rather – I think you'd agree I have a rather sizable office.
Yes.
You know, and it's a corner office with a window view. Sounds like a big shot. But that said, they did put a television in there, so I can actually watch the games, you know, while I'm working. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
not bad at all.
It's not a bad arrangement at all. Other than the work part, it's not a bad arrangement at all.
And certain other unnamed things.
Yeah, well, we won't name them either. You know, you never know. The walls have ears. Things get
unnamed,
back to people.
Unnamed.
That's it. Well, what do you say we kind of roll this forward and start recapping the first four? Night two from Dayton, Ohio. Again, as always, Dayton doing a great job. In game number one, the UC Davis Aggies surprised both of us in their first ever NCAA tournament appearance. They knock off the Eagles of North Carolina Central 67-63 in a game that was close throughout. This was a close, hard-fought game. There were runs early where I believe Davis took control in the early going, and North Carolina Central reeled them in. And then it was kind of back and forth and close and hard-fought the rest of the way. When I look at this game and what I noticed in this game, and we talked about it when we previewed it, we both agreed Central was the more talented team. and all things being equal, should win this game. And then we both came up with the same cautionary tale. There are times when North Carolina Central just flat out cannot put the pea in the ocean. And if that happens, there is a very good chance that UC Davis will keep this at the measured pace that they want, because it's hard to run if you don't score. It's hard to pick up the tempo of a basketball game when you can't score. So we said if UNC Central has trouble shooting, as they often have this year, they'll be in a bit of a difficult situation, as Davis will be able to control tempo. And that's really, in many ways, what happened in this basketball game. When you look at it, North Carolina Central only shot 35.8% from the field, 19.2% from three-point land, 5 for 26. Only got to the free throw line 13 times. And despite that poor shooting, lost the battle of rebounds, 40 to 30. So when you look at this game, UNC Central, in many ways, did not do much right, yet are clearly the more talented team because nothing went their way, yet they were in this till the very end and only lost by four, Bob. While for UC Davis, they did exactly what they wanted. They controlled tempo. They shot it well, almost 46% from the field, 31%+ from three. Got to the free throw line 22 times and hit 18 of their 22 free throws and won the battle of the boards. Their undoing very nearly was the turnovers. They turned the ball over 18 times. But beyond that, they did exactly what they wanted, from controlling tempo to being relatively efficient outside of the turnovers on offense, while UNC Central shot terribly, didn't turn over the ball a ton and forced a lot of turnovers. And that's what kind of kept them in this one. But again, a good win for UC Davis, who now moves on to face Kansas and will very soon be out of the tournament.
Be heading home. I'm watching this game yesterday, and UC Davis gets out to the nice start. They get reeled back in, a little more momentum. They started to take it away. And North Carolina Central started to take it away from Davis at the end of the first half. The other way around. Davis started to take it away from Central at the end of the first half. And then Central made that nice jump shot right before the buzzer to maintain their lead at halftime and go in with a lead. And I'm saying to myself, all right, Davis has all the momentum here. Let's see if they come out and blow them out, in the second half, because it kind of looked like it was going in that direction. And Central did a nice job of just taking control again. Then Davis reels them back in, did a good job, but they were turning the ball over so much that they kept Central literally in the game. And as you said, Joe, very accurately, they couldn't throw the pea in the ocean. And even though they were reeling Davis back in at the end of the game, all those open shots that they were missing, time after time after time, it was Clank City. And that ultimately was the difference in the game, that and the fact that UC Davis, when they went to the line, made their free throws. Mm-hmm. And that was the difference in the game. And come tournament time, you don't make your free throws, you don't win.
It's well said, Bob. I really can't argue with anything you said. And again, I think what was abundantly clear is that UNC Central was the more talented team. But as we warned everybody, they do have trouble at times putting the ball in the basket. And if that rears its ugly head, UC Davis will find a way to win, and that's exactly what happened, despite the 18 turnovers. And as you aptly put it, in this game of runs, it was close throughout, but it was a battle of runs between these two teams. And there were times where it looked like UNC Central's superior talent was going to run away with this thing, but they couldn't score the ball, they couldn't hit their shots, and that kept Davis around. And then every time Davis looked like they were poised to move away, well, they turned the ball over. So, each team's Achilles heel presented itself, but down the stretch with the lead, Davis hit their free throws. UNC Central, as we talked about, really shot the basketball poorly. And as you said, they missed a ton of open looks and had a few of those gone down. It's UNC Central that is the sacrificial lamb for the Kansas Jayhawks, not UNC Davis. But it was a very entertaining game. Certainly not a classic. It was between two 16 seeds. One team really couldn't shoot straight, and one team turned the ball over a lot. but it was certainly an entertaining, dramatic game, game full of runs, and a nice way to tip off night two of the first four.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach Moten and Coach Les both did a good job getting their guys prepared. Coach Moten wins the Italian Tablecloth Sport Coat Award.
And, he's always got those funky table. He's always got those funky sports jackets. He's kind of known for that, isn't he?
Yep, he sure is. And that one was a good one, boy. It really was. You know, look, it like you said, a couple of 16 seeds. It's Davis is going to get blown out. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, Central, had they gotten that far, would have been blown out too. But they repped real well.
Well said. What do you say we get to the nightcap and the finale of the first four games from Dayton? And in many ways, they saved the best for last, as this was a terrific game between USC and Providence. And we'll break it all down next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. As we went to break, Joe, you talked about saving the best for last, and they certainly did in the play-in, in the fact that Southern Cal and Providence gave us one hell of a basketball game, with Southern Cal overcoming a 44-29 halftime deficit to win the basketball game, 75-71.
We don't call it playing. We call it first four, Bob. Let's get it right now. Come on.
I call it playing.
Well, it was a play-in when it was only one game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
Now there's four of them. There's first four. It's an actual two-day event.
True.
And, you know, this was one hell of a game that in many ways had everything. And I think you'd agree with me. You know, from big runs to a big comeback by USC. You know, if you looked at this game, first half was all Providence. Their shots were going down. Their defense was really causing USC to struggle mightily, and they had a 15-point lead at halftime. They come out the first couple of possessions of the second half, and they're leading by as much as 17 with about 19 minutes left in this basketball game. And you're saying to yourself, okay, this is what could happen to a talented USC team. If they get blitzed defensively early, they might pack up their toys and go home, as that's been their, you know, that's been their proclivity this year. That's happened with them a number of times. They've gotten blitzed early by defenses and teams that play good defense, and they just didn't have a chance. And their offense struggled for about the first 21 minutes of this game, and they found themselves down 17. As this game started to unfold, USC picked up their defensive intensity, to be sure. The shots for Providence, and we talked about they can struggle at times offensively. Well, down the stretch in this game, they struggled offensively. What little size they have in Holt got in foul trouble, and that allowed a USC team that has a ton of size to take advantage of their size on the inside and take over this basketball game. And really, it was the interior presence of Boatwright and Rekovic that really took over this game.
You know, Benny Boatwright was the only thing that kept them in the game, at least remotely, because they're in the process of getting blown out in the first half because his shot was falling. And when they went through that stretch of struggling in the middle of their conference play, Joe, that was part of the problem. Boatwright couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. And they need him to work inside and outside. Well, he came to play yesterday, and he kept them around. And then
Rakosevic took over, boy, in the second half. He was huge, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, and that was the whole thing. His teammates picked him up in the second half, and they were off to the races. I was actually real impressed with what Southern Cal did. You could see why, you know, they could go out in the first round. They could make a deep run, and you could see why.
They're very, very talented. You talked about Benny Boatwright. You know, here's a guy who is a big basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a 6'10", 230-pound sophomore who, as you said, he can operate in a major way on the inside, but he can also go out to the perimeter. And when that shot's falling, he really is something special. You know, they have a lot of size, and they also have talent on the perimeter. But then you look at the kid Metu, you know, who's a 6'11", 225-pound sophomore. You know, and then off the bench, Rakosevic. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a guy who played 19 minutes. But those minutes in the second half that he played were so important. You know, he did some great things around the basket in the second half of this game. Another 6'11 kid, so they have a ton of length.
Right.
You know, some of these kids are a little bit skinny yet as they're young freshmen and sophomore. Some of them are starting to fill out. But, boy, I was impressed in the second half because Providence is not a big club. And when they had some foul trouble on the interior, Rakosevic really went off, and he was such a key for a run that brought USC from behind. And then they ultimately got over the top during that run and took the lead. And then it was back and forth from there. But getting over the top was so instrumental in their victory. And it was really, really great work by USC. But as you said, and I think you made a great point about Andy Enfield's group, you can see why it would be realistic for them to go out and beat USC. Cincinnati, rather, on Friday. But you can also see it's just as realistic that they lose. They have a tantalizing amount of talent. They can operate on the interior. They're probably as long as any team in college basketball. And that includes Purdue, who's about as long as any team in college basketball.
Right.
This is an extremely long team. But they also have talent on the perimeter. They go about eight deep. The talent is very tantalizing, and they have the ability to really be explosive offensively. But as you said, there are times everything goes in the deep freeze and just doesn't work. So it's realistic that they beat Cincinnati or that they get blown out by Cincinnati, because Cincinnati certainly brings as good a defense as anybody in this tournament, Bob. And they will try and clamp down on USC early. And if they do that, USC, as has been their propensity this year, it wasn't last night, but it's been their propensity this year, when they get blitzed early defensively, they kind of tuck their tail between their legs and move on to another day. And there is no other day in the NCAA tournament. So if they do that, it'll be the end of their season.
Yeah, what was impressive yesterday, Joe, is the fact that everybody moved the ball around. You know, you talk about the length and the size on USC. You look at that assist column. Everybody was moving the ball around, which is a big key to their success. And Providence wasn't making it easy. Their guys came to play. But once Holt got in foul trouble and their size was completely out of the basketball game, USC really took it over. And that was what was impressive to me. You know, Coach Cooley, he's got a good group coming back, because three juniors are going to come back off of this basketball team, Joe. And they're going to be in the tournament next year. I understand why they didn't get the bid this year. They got the play-in game. But they're going to be back next year, and they're going to be something to deal with, because they're going to have some serious senior leadership up top. But yesterday, USC just took advantage of that height, and everybody was clicking yesterday. And if they do the same thing against Cincinnati, they're going to win that basketball game.
I'll tell you who else is going to be dangerous next year with another year of maturity. USC. Have you looked at their roster? I mean, I think all top eight players are, but they only play eight. I mean, Boatwright's a sophomore, and everybody else all the way up and down the line are either freshmen or sophomores. Andy Enfield has himself some talented young group, and I guess that youth is probably why they're so inconsistent at times.
No question.
So, you know, even if they get knocked out, and you know, you don't want to look ahead. Nobody wants to get knocked out. But even if they get knocked out against Cincinnati, and even if they're not necessarily impressive, and it's one of those where they curl up in the face of a very tough Cincinnati defense, another year of experience with this group and a little more maturity and chance for some of these bigs to fill out. Because, I mean, when you're bringing back your top eight guys, and now most of them are just now going to start to be upperclassmen, you know, all these sophomores will become juniors, all these freshmen become sophomore, Enfield with another year to recruit to add some depth. This is going to be one of the most dangerous teams in America next year. And to me, I'm forecasting them as an early surprise top 10 type team, because the talent's that good and they're all coming back with another year of experience under a very good coach in Andy Enfield.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. And I would imagine, depending on what they do or don't do as far as any kind of a run in this tournament, somebody will be approaching Boatwright about coming out this year. And he should stay. He's going to be a legit pro if he puts on 15 pounds and get himself to that 250 weight. He's a legit 6'10", 6'11".
There's your stretch four of the future, isn't it?
Yep. He can play inside. He can play outside. Get a little more consistent with that jump shot. And, man, I'll tell you what, somebody will get a gem in him. But he absolutely needs to stay another year.
Have you heard about rumblings of him coming out? Have you seen him in any of the NBA mocks that they've mentioned him coming out? Because I haven't.
Nope, I haven't either. But you know what happens. Let's say they beat Cincinnati and he dominates and they get to another round and he serves himself well in that round, even if they win or lose, depending on, you know, it's not going to matter. The fact of a guy his size showing like he showed, someone will come and talk to him and say, you know, you should come out. There's a lot of money waiting out there for you.
Because it's such a deep draft. You know how deep this year's draft. Other years, maybe I could see it. He comes out in this year's draft, as you said, as good as he is, but as unfinished a product as he is. Guess what happens? He ends up falling to the second round, and there's no money for him.
Yep. Yeah.
So I mean, he needs to stay.
It's a top-heavy guard draft.
There's still not a place for him, Bob. He's going to end up being in the second round, and it'll be a critical mistake. And for USC, if Boatwright does come back as we expect, that entire top eight would all be back because none of them are seniors. There are like two juniors out of the group, and the rest are either sophomore or freshman. So this will be a group that gains some great maturity and will be very, very talented and very, very dangerous. We'll see what happens. We're going to talk a little Villanova hoops with Mike Sielski. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's been all tournament talk thus far, playing games, and we're talking brackets and everything else, and the path to repeat starts for Villanova in the East against Mount St. Mary's, and here to talk to us about it is Mike Sielski from Philly.com. Good morning, Mike. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. It played out well last year. It was a relatively easy path for Villanova until they got to Oklahoma, and then they rolled from there. This year, it looks like a few more bumps in the road, but it looks like a pretty fair path to repeat.
Yeah, you know, to me, the interesting dynamic is the pressure that Nova's going to feel to repeat relative to what it felt last year just getting out of the first weekend. Jay Wright acknowledged yesterday in Buffalo that there was a ton of pressure on them to win that second round game against Iowa, that if they had managed to lose, you know, there really would have been some major recriminations for the program. Not that Jay would have been fired or anything like that, but it just would have been such a huge disappointment for them and their fan base. And they played through that and rolled over Iowa, rolled over Miami, got past Kansas, killed Oklahoma, and won the whole thing. You know, to me, yeah, the road looks harder for them this year, but I just wonder how that pressure affects them, if at all, because they dealt with it so well last year. I wonder how it works out this season.
You know, Mike, and you talk about that pressure. I would have to think in all reality that that pales in comparison in many ways to what they were dealing with last year. They've won a championship now. They exercised those demons, which were each and every year you get into the tournament as a high seed and you disappoint. So in many ways for me, I think Villanova's going to be looser than they were last year, and they handled it terrifically last year. Bob talked about how they cruised most of the way. They were the most dominant team in the tournament from the very beginning to the very end. So I don't know that the pressure is much of a factor here. I think it's a looser group by in a major, major way in comparison to last year.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. I also think that they have a built-in advantage in this respect. Certainly Jay does, relative to other coaches like Mike Krzyzewski or John Calipari, and it's something that kind of builds over the course of the season. As much attention as Villanova gets paid now, they don't get paid that much attention within the Philadelphia market during the course of their season. I was at their practice literally the day before they were going to open the regular season as the defending national champions. And for whatever reason, I was the only media member there. Now imagine that at Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina or Kansas. And that's really kind of a comfortable bubble that Jay and his players can exist in relative to these other programs where, you know, the entire season is the be-all and end-all, and the tournament, my God, if Kentucky doesn't win or Kansas doesn't win or Carolina doesn't win, then you're going to have people calling for Roy Williams and John Calipari's job. So I do think it is an advantage to a certain extent. I think you're right that relative to last year, Villanova is feeling less pressure, but they're also not quite the same team. They're really good, but they're not quite as complete as they were last year.
You know, you say the comfort word. Well, there's another C word that manages to work its way in there, too, and that's complacency. They managed to fight that off during the course of the season. As defending champions, does Jay have to remind them every once in a while that, hey, everybody's out after your scalp?
You know what? Honestly, I think that's one of the last things Jay has to worry about. One of the true kind of laurels for him in this program and the way he's built it over time is, and it's a cliche you hear all the time if you spend any time around Jay and his players, is his guys always play Villanova basketball, which means that somehow or another he gets them to buy in to absolutely playing their rear ends off at both ends of the floor, especially on defense. I think it's become kind of a machine or a monster that just kind of feeds on itself now that, you know, the young recruits come in and they learn from the seniors, and then by the time they're seniors, they're teaching it to the new recruits. And so I don't think complacency is going to be a factor. I think the thing that could upend them is if Josh Hart and Chris Jenkins and Dante DiVincenzo aren't hitting shots. I think that's what this comes down to. When they've lost this season, they've run into, you know, physical teams, a little bit bigger teams. They lost to Butler twice, for instance, and Butler could really get up on them, challenge their shots, make it hard for them to get open looks, and I think that's the thing more than anything that could upend them. I don't think it's going to be a matter of, hey, they just didn't show up one night.
You know, Mike, you had mentioned that this is a very good team, and on the perimeter, they may be the best team in America, you know, six or seven deep on the perimeter. Their problem is on the interior. You know, they don't really have any size of note. I think fortunately for them, there's a chance as they go through the East region that they don't run into anybody else that has any size, unless Baylor ends up meeting them in the Elite Eight. But if it's not Baylor, none of these teams that they're really going to meet as they move through this tournament all the way towards the Final Four have any real size that could trouble them. They're all perimeter-oriented teams as well, and to be quite honest with you, They're a better perimeter-oriented team than any team in America right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that one of the key things that might get overlooked as an advantage for Villanova is the return of Darryl Reynolds. He is their one kind of true regular post player. You know, they've been getting by while he's been hurt with a freshman named Dylan Painter, who's kind of bull in a china shop, not particularly skilled at this point in his career. But Reynolds is their post player on offense, on defense. He's not much of an offensive threat, but he gives you at least something, and he's necessary to clog things up in the lane. But I do think you're right. I think most teams that try to match up with them and try to get the ball down low find that, you know, Villanova is pretty good at counteracting that, too, that, you know, their switching defense, their help defense is usually very good. Their first game of the season, for instance, against Seton Hall had A.J. Delgado, you know, the leading rebounder in the nation. They turned him into a non-factor. Now, eventually, Seton Hall kind of figured it out, and by the end of, you know, the Big East tournament, for instance, in the semifinals, they, you know, Delgado had a good game, and it was a tight game the whole way. But that's the third time you've seen Nova. You know, the teams that even have a post presence, I think you get one shot to make it work against them. And, yeah, you might make it work, but you also might not. Nova can be pretty good at shutting the post player down. And, like I said, you only get one chance at it. If you can't figure it out, you know, before the 40 minutes are up, then Nova's going to be moving on.
Mike Sielski from Philly.com joining us here in the attack. Going on the broad assumption that they beat Mount St. Mary's, which, you know, okay. The winner of Wisconsin-Va Tech, who poses the bigger threat to Villanova coming into that second round?
You know, that's an interesting question because when Nova has lost tournament games in the past with strong teams, I keep thinking of 2015, I guess, against NC State, which is, you know, big-time program, not a great recent history in the tournament, kind of doesn't know how good it might be and kind of just plays. You know, I wonder if Va Tech might pose the tougher challenge. You know, Wisconsin's so disciplined. You know, they have that reputation. I think it's an equal challenge either way. I would still pick Nova against either team in either matchup. You know, I think, as you mentioned earlier, their perimeter game is good enough that those teams aren't going to be able to stop it. But Va Tech, to me, kind of poses an interesting question because it gets me thinking about that NC State game in 2015 where NC State started hitting shots that they didn't hit during the course of its season, and all of a sudden, you know, Nova started to feel the noose around its neck a little bit.
You know, Mike, I look at this region. And, you know, again, I thought the committee did a great job. All these regions are very well balanced. If any of them is a little weaker than the rest, I would say the West. But that said, you know, if you look at it, it looks like a real good path right to the Elite Eight. You know, you talked about Va Tech, Wisconsin winner. They'll pose a challenge, but Nova's better than them. You know, you look at Virginia and Florida. Those look like two programs. Florida lacks size with their injury, and Virginia really can't score. They're great defensively, but you want to talk about a team challenged to score the basketball. So when I look at their run to the Elite Eight, it looks like pretty smooth sailing because I think there's a great chance in these 5-12 and 4-13 matchups to be some upsets. And I think after Wisconsin, there's a chance they see a Wilmington or at East Tennessee State, who they would probably run over in a Sweet 16 matchup. That said, long question here. They get to most likely either a Duke or a Baylor. Take us through that as an Elite Eight matchup. They're two distinctly different matchups. But give us your thought on those two opponents in an Elite Eight and how they stack up against Villanova.
All right, well, first thing I would caution you that if Virginia were to get through and face Nova, they would present a problem. They already did this year. Villanova needed a buzzer beater to beat them at the Wells Fargo Center, and Virginia had that game won. It took a big comeback late, and as I said, a buzzer beater, tap-in by DiVincenzo, I think, at the buzzer for Villanova to beat Virginia. So that would be an interesting matchup. But put that aside for a second. Duke doesn't play defense. Duke doesn't want to play defense. That game would be a track meet, I think. And I think I would like Nova's chances in that game a lot. I would. If it's Baylor, I would be a little more nervous, I guess, for Nova's sake, given the athleticism and the depth that Baylor has. But the Duke matchup is one that would be really intriguing. certainly from a local standpoint, because I can tell you this, guys, to have Villanova face Duke would be kind of the ultimate irony in Big Five Philadelphia college basketball, because all of a sudden the you know, blue blood team would be Duke, and Villanova would be representing the plucky, you know, blue collar sensibility of the Big Five in college basketball. And if you know anything about Philadelphia basketball, you know that that's not the image that Villanova generally has among the schools here.
No, that's a pretty fair statement. You talked about Jay Wright, and there must be a certain level of satisfaction with him having won last year, but again, I don't want to use the C word, but no complacency, it seems. I guess all those years of falling short left the fire in the belly, and is it continuing? Do you see that same fire in there, or do you see a certain level of satisfaction where maybe he mellowed a little bit?
Oh, no, I think after they went to the Final Four in 2009, they got away from some of the things that had gotten them to that point. And I think Jay realized that. He stopped chasing, you know, a certain kind of recruit and figured out the kind of kid who would help him win at Nova. And he has stuck to that since. I think he knows what he wants out of a kid in his program now. And I don't think complacency is an issue. I think he feels like he's got this figured out.
Well, on that note, if he ever decides to stop being a head coach, I'd be happy to go clothes shopping with him, because the guy is one of the sharpest dressers in all of college basketball, and I'd love to go to a high-end men's store with him and let him dress me up. He'd make me look a heck of a lot better.
you know what? He makes me think of that line. If you've ever seen the movie Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges,
yes.
He tells another character in the movie, you know, you make the rest of this room look bad, and that's Jay Wright. That's every single time.
He's a sharp-dressed man. Mike, thanks so much. Oh, you know, before we let you out, get out the door, in about 30 to 60 seconds, you know, we've speculated on where we think Nova can end up, and we've gone back and forth with how the bracket lays out. When this is all said and done, where do you see Villanova ending up? Are they cutting down the nets again on April 3rd in Phoenix, or are they getting stopped somewhere along the way very quickly as we let you run here?
I think they're making the Final Four. I think they're probably going to come up short of the championship, but I wouldn't bet against them to get to Phoenix.
Well said, Mike. Thanks so much for a few minutes. We really do appreciate it. We'll be reaching out to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Mike Sielski from Philly.com joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob, and giving us some great insight into the Nova program and into what they bring to the table. And he mentions that Virginia game. I remember that on a Sunday afternoon. It was like a 1 o'clock start on a Sunday afternoon, and it was a great game. We'll wrap up hour number one of the attack next here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get you a shine box.
Welcome back to the Attack. Cobb Black, Joe Spano shining away here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Mike Sielski joining us, and that was a lot of fun. A lot of insight there, pal.
We went top to tail on the Villanova Wildcats. What they do right, what they do wrong, and again, their only potential undoing, they lack size. They've got one decent post player, and even he's far from a star. But they've been great at overcoming it. If you look at some of the teams they beat, especially in their non-conference slate, we're talking about Purdue. Find a bigger team in America than a team that puts Hassan Swanigan on the court at the same time than Purdue. Villanova won the game. Bonzi Colson at Notre Dame. You know, he's a real good big. They beat Notre Dame. You know, they do have trouble against some of the, you know, if you're a bigger team, it can be their undoing. But their bracket, if they don't end up having to hook up with Baylor, their bracket in so many ways matches up so well as nobody else really in this bracket has significant size.
Yeah,
so,
no, that's true.
You know, I like their chances, and I think there's a real good chance that they avoid Virginia because of Virginia's troubles down the stretch of this season and the offensive funk they come into this tournament dealing with. So, you know, I don't think they have that many roadblocks until they get to Duke. Duke's going to be a big roadblock the way they're playing. That's
no
my thoughts on Easton. That's my thoughts on the East, Bob. And, you know, and as we get up against it here and tie a bow around hour number one and hour two, we'll expand out and we'll talk about our brackets, the upsets, the chalk, everything in between. We'll give you our final four and our national champions and more. That's all next in hour two of the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. We'll be back in about 6 minutes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If we submitted the Democrats' plan
drawn everything perfect for the Democrats, we wouldn't get one vote from the Democrats. That's the way it is.
President Trump at a campaign-style event in Nashville last night saying Democrats' opposition to the House GOP health care plan to replace Obamacare is purely partisan. While that rally was supposed to focus on the health care plan, a federal judge blocked the president's latest executive order concerning travel from several Middle Eastern nations just before the rally began.
And regardless, we're going to keep our citizens safe, believe me.
The president calling the ruling unprecedented judicial overreach. The president's fiscal 2018 budget request will formally be delivered to Congress today. He wants cuts in federal programs and a lot more spending on defense and security. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to raise the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.25 percentage point.
That's Fed Chair Janet Yellen as Fed policymakers end a two-day policy meeting by raising interest rates. Here's more from USA's Jules McKinney.
It's the first increase this year and only the third rate hike since the financial crisis of 2008. Fed Chair Janet Yellen says the decision reflects the continued economic growth. She also says there will likely be additional rate hikes over the next couple of years.
The U.S. Senate easily confirms a former U.S. senator to be the Director of National Intelligence.
The ayes are 85, the nays are 12. The nomination is confirmed.
Dan Coats is a former Republican senator from Indiana. He served a couple of stints in the Senate from 1989 to 1999 and again from 2011 to the start of this year. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Four people being indicted by the United States for the 2014 hacking of Yahoo email accounts as Acting Assistant Attorney General for National Security Mary McCord announced the indictments at a news conference yesterday.
The defendants include two officers of the Russian Federal Security Service and two criminal hackers with whom they conspired to accomplish these intrusions.
The Russian Federal Security Service being the successor to what used to be the KGB. One of the arrested is the FBI's most wanted cyber criminal over the past 3 years. They're all accused of hacking into the accounts of over 500 million Yahoo users. Another person was arrested in Canada yesterday. A new report says community college students certainly aren't having a party of it. In fact, huge numbers of them don't have enough to eat, and many of them are homeless. A nonprofit research group called the Wisconsin Hope Lab surveyed over 30,000 of them at 70 community colleges in 24 states and found that two-thirds of the students have limited or uncertain access to nutritionally adequate and safe foods. About half are forced to move often as they cannot afford their rent or utilities, and 14% are homeless. And it took 2 days of waiting for the weather to clear, but a communications satellite's now on its way into orbit after a successful launch by SpaceX, the company's Falcon 9 rocket lifting off from Cape Canaveral earlier this morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Sounds about right. If you've certainly seen us in Cancun or any place else where we've had the ability to throw up into a bucket. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, 1-800-878-PLAYS, the phone number 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. It's all about radio on the go. You know what it is. It's the platforms, it's devices, it's the click on a listen live button. It could be as simple as that. Nobody better to talk to you about it than Mr. Joe Spano.
There's nobody simpler anyway. I said it. It's okay. You can agree. let's talk about the number of ways you could.
A lot of things you are. Dumb ain't one of them.
That's also true. I'm inclined to agree there. But there's a lot of ways you could check out the network. Sportsbyline.com, our award-winning website. Great way to take the network on the go with you. Hit the listen live button. You keep up with all the doings as they happen. Or go to our homepage and check out some of the archived interviews. There's all that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe a few you can. All have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it is the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. They're serving us, and we like to think we serve them a little bit by being able to bring them a little bit of a taste of home when they're far, far away. And hopefully we're able to do that here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and American Forces Radio.
Well, all I'll say is this, Bob. In hour number two, the entire hour is focused on our brackets. I'm going to put you in charge. We have 34 minutes of radio airtime to get from the beginning to end of our bracket. So lead on, McDuck, and make sure we get to the end by the end of the hour.
McDuck.
McDuck, exactly. That's where we'll start next on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
Get a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. The only $7.99 deal you can have delivered. It's hands down, feet up, stay in and chill out, the best pizza delivery deal. And to get it, just head to pizzahut.com. It's a full-on, shoes-off, easy-breezy, hard-to-beat win for your wallet. $7.99 large two-topping pizzas, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask or click for this limited-time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, delivery areas and charges, and minimum purchase required for delivery may vary. Delivery charge is not a driver.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Ace Buy 2, Get 1 Free paint sale. Now through Monday only, buy 2 gallons of our top paint brands, Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal, and get the 3rd gallon free. That's right, buy 2 gallons, get 1 free. You know what else is free? The help. Because the paint experts at your local Ace will take the time to make sure you get everything you need in one trip. Brushes, rollers, tape, everything. Only at Ace. Offer valid through March 20th. Prices may vary. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. See participating store for details.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Barely on the air. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Welcome back to Spano and Black. And as Joe said, going into the break, it's all about the tournament. It's all about our brackets and where we're going and who we think is going to end up winning at the very end, Joe. So we talked about Villanova with Sielski. So let's continue that talk. They match up in the first round in the East against Mount St. Mary's.
Okay, move on. I think we all know how that's going to end up.
So we got them going to the second round. Second game in the bracket, Wisconsin-Va Tech. Interesting matchup here, Joe. It's a disciplined Wisconsin team. They don't make many mistakes. Va Tech can be up and down, but I like Va Tech's athleticism in this game to advance to the second round against Villanova.
You know, it was a crapshoot, a coin flip. I liked Wisconsin's discipline and experience in the tournament to take center stage. Buzz Peterson's group hasn't been down this road very often, and you may see a situation where, despite how good a coach he is, Va Tech and those kids are just happy to be there. So I kind of like Wisconsin.
Okay. Here's one of my first, Bud. UVA and UNC Wilmington. And look, do I think they're a terrific team? No. But I think they're going to give UVA a little bit of a run for their money. But I do have UVA advancing on to the next round, albeit barely.
I picked Wilmington. Virginia's really struggling to score the basketball. They are a great defensive team, and I take nothing away from them. But they struggle to score so much. Wilmington can score the basketball. Wilmington's good.
Yeah.
They are real good. And this is one of those 5-12s I see happening. You know, I look at this East bracket, and I think it's tailor-made for Villanova to get to the Final Eight, and this is one of the reasons why. I like Wilmington to knock off Virginia.
Okay. Very good. My upset is in the next game. We got Florida and East Tennessee State, and I'm picking East Tennessee State to move on for the same reasons. Florida has terrible scoring. Florida doesn't have much size. East Tennessee is a legit basketball team, and I see them moving on to face Virginia.
In a battle of two teams that like to play with pace, East Tennessee State is the far more efficient offensive team. Florida, with their injury in the middle, has no size. So I, like you, pick East Tennessee State, and I see those pair of Cinderella teams matching up, you know, on in round two, and I see one of them passing on to the Sweet 16. There's one of those double-digit Cinderella seeds in the Sweet 16.
Yep, yep. SMU and USC. Yeah, now it's funny.
SMU. Who's SMU?
You know,
this is going to be a tough game, no matter who you pick.
It is. Post Larry Brown, Jankovic's done a nice job down there. And Larry Brown brought in a lot of talent. Boy, this was tough to pick. It really was. Particularly since USC ended up being the team moving on. It seems like they have righted the ship at the right time. And talent-wise, they match up every bit as good as SMU. And they're playing some damn good basketball right now. I flipped a coin here, but I picked USC to move on against Southern Methodist.
I flipped the coin. It came up the other way. You know, again, would I be shocked if USC won this game? Heck no. Heck no. You know, they get the benefit of playing the play-in game. They seem to have righted things. They look pretty good in the Pac-12 tournament. They can flat out score the basketball, but they're a young team.
Yeah.
SMU, they're good. They are just flat out good. And I think they will find a way to prevail in what will be one of the best games of the first round of this tournament.
Here comes a game that it'll either completely blow up my bracket or...
All right. Ian Thorpe is going to go big, huh?
You know something? I don't like Baylor at all. Every time they had to come up big in conference, they didn't. I don't know what the story is with that basketball team other than that their inconsistency is so consistent that I see them losing in the first round in New Mexico State.
Okay. I think they prevail here. You know, I don't think anything's easy for them, but they're just so big. I don't know how New Mexico State deals with all the size that Baylor has to offer.
By shooting.
Fine. I guess three always beats two, and you answered my question. I asked, you answered. That's our job here. South Carolina Marquette. Talk about a coin flip in a 7-10 matchup.
Yeah.
South Carolina impressed me more early in the year than they did late. Talk about inconsistent. That's Marquette. I don't know. I took South Carolina. I have no particular conviction on this, and I don't think most people would in this matchup, no matter who they pick. But I pick South Carolina to move along. Not that it matters. They're not making it out of the first weekend anyway.
Yeah, well, I went the opposite because we got a lot of stuff to talk about over the next couple of days. You know, Marquette showed real well in conference. They were inconsistent. South Carolina showed well. They were inconsistent. I just like Marquette's talent a little more.
Okay. I'm not going to get an argument. Not much to argue about there. We'll see who's right as this unfolds. Probably going to be you. It usually is. Duke and Troy.
Yeah.
Okay. Duke.
Hey, you know, it's happened before.
Exactly. You want to stay in the East, or do you want to move down by round and hit each region and then make it smaller as we move through?
No, let's stay in the East.
All right, let's run through it.
Okay, I got Villanova matching up against Va Tech. You have them matching up against Wisconsin. Either way, I have Villanova moving on.
Well said. I got that Cinderella matchup, Wilmington and East Tennessee State. I like East Tennessee State to prevail and make it to the Sweet 16.
I got East Tennessee State going up against Virginia. I still like East Tennessee State. I have them moving along.
Excellent. SMU and Baylor, you have SMU and New Mexico. You have USC and New Mexico State. I have Baylor prevailing and coming through.
Okay, I've got USC coming through. I got them on a little bit of a run.
There you go. And South Carolina and Duke. You have Marquette and Duke. I think we both have Duke coming through.
Correctamundo.
You now have Nova East Tennessee State. I don't know that I have to answer that one. I think this is where the dream run of East Tennessee State ends, and Nova moves on to the Elite Eight.
Yep.
I have Duke and Baylor. You have Duke and USC. This is where I have Duke moving along, and I think Baylor's season ends right there despite their size. I don't know. I don't know that you think USC season ends, but I have a feeling you do.
Yeah, it does.
Nova and Duke. I picked Duke. I just love the run they're on. And I don't often believe in Coach K teams. For some reason, I'm a believer in this group. And I like Duke, who I thought should have been the last, who I thought should have been a number one seed over Carolina. And I like Duke to advance to the Final Four and knock out Nova in what will be an offensive shootout.
Yeah, I actually like Nova in this situation. And just because of the reason, I have a feeling at some point in time, Grayson Allen's going to implode.
Okay. Trips are coming, huh?
Something's coming.
Something's coming. All right. Well, that's the East. We've taken the East to the Final Four. We'll start on the West and continue it in the next segment. Gonzaga and South Dakota State. Mike Dom's very, very good, but he alone is not enough to overcome the Zags. I like Gonzaga.
Yeah, me too.
Northwestern, Vanderbilt. It's nice, Northwestern making the tournament under Chris Collins. Vandy had 15 losses. I thought they were underseeded. They were overseeded. That said, they played everybody. I like Vanderbilt.
Yeah, a little more battle-tested, and that was the direction I went with as well.
Notre Dame, Princeton. This won't be easy for the Irish, but I think Notre Dame, led by Bonzi Colson and their incredible efficiency on offense, will find a way to prevail.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same boat with that. I don't think it's going to be easy, but they're pretty battle-tested, the Irish.
Huggy Bear's team in number 4-13 matchup with Bucknell, West Virginia Bucknell. Huggy Bear's team can flat-out play defense. They'll bring enough offense to prevail in this first-round matchup. I like the Mountaineers of West Virginia.
Yeah, so do I, to move on and face Notre Dame.
We'll get to the bottom half of the West region next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Move it all the way out and start the Midwest region as well. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Oh, Robert, writing stuff down. Going to hold us to it, Joe.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's listening.
Yeah, he is. He is. Yeah, you could tell by the rejoinder. Yeah, you know, you talked about Huggy Bear's team, and that's where we left off. West Virginia. That Bucknell game is not going to be easy, especially if West Virginia doesn't score like sometimes they don't. But it they should get past and meet Notre Dame in the next round. Maryland and Javier. I like Javier.
I do as well, Bob. You know, I'm with you. Go ahead. You want to talk about Maryland a little bit.
Nah, just, you know, inconsistent. They're a very talented team, but they're inconsistent. And I think Xavier will bring it. I think they'll advance on.
I agree with you. Florida State, Florida Gulf Coast. Leonard Hamilton's team has struggled mightily down the stretch. If you don't know which team Leonard Hamilton coaches, it's Florida State. They have really, really struggled, and they come into this tournament struggling. Neither of us like Leonard Hamilton on game day as a coach. Boy, can he recruit. Boy, is he a bad bench coach. Florida Gulf Coast is every bit as good as the Dunk City team from a few years back that went to the Sweet 16. They will prevail and pull one of those 3-14 upsets. I like Gulf Coast.
So do I. Same reasons.
St. Mary's VCU. It's easier to slow it down than it is to speed it up. St. Mary's can score the basketball. They've got size. They really have everything. I like the St. Mary's group. I think they're very good, and I just think they're a little better than VCU.
I'm going VCU here. Although I agree with you on St. Mary's ability to score it, there's something about this VCU team. They're continuing the tradition, as it were, and there's one of those teams that gets overlooked every now and then. I think they're overlooked a little bit this year.
Very good. Arizona and North Dakota. Do I have to say any more?
Well, you know, it's going to be fun for North Dakota, and it'll be a fun ride home.
And there you go. Here's your parting gifts. one year supply of canned squid, courtesy
yes.
of courtesy
match
of
games,
the Price is Right.
Match game 78. There you
exactly
go.
Right. And now back to Gene Rayburn.
Thank you, Johnny O.
It's time to match the stars. Who are these people?
Avery Schreiber.
Exactly. Who is this guy? Except the guy with a real big mustache and messy hair. I saw that one the other day. Gonzaga and Vandy. Vandy's battle-tested. Yep. Gonzaga's also battle-tested, despite what people say about the West Coast Conference. Look at their non-conference slate. They played some teams and beat them.
Yeah, they
I like
did.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, so do I. And you know, look, we'll get into more detail one way or the other as the tournament goes along. But there's a lot of talent on that Gonzaga team. They have everything.
They do. Notre Dame, West Virginia. You talked about West Virginia's, at times, inability to score the basketball. There are not many teams in this tournament more efficient offensively than Notre Dame, and they have a bell cow in Bonzi Colson. I like Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think Huggy's going to have him on a little bit of a run.
Okay.
And I'm liking West Virginia against Notre Dame in this game.
Xavier and Florida Gulf Coast. See, I talked about the fact that the mid-majors were going to have no impact on this tournament. And well, there's a couple of them that ended up with very good draws. This is one of them, because I'm not enamored with Xavier or Maryland. I think Xavier comes through, but then in the round of 32, I think it's Florida Gulf Coast that comes through, and I like them over Xavier. I think Florida Gulf Coast advanced to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I can certainly understand why. I think Xavier will put it together for one more game, especially after they beat Maryland. They'll go past Florida Gulf and then get annihilated by Arizona.
That makes sense. St. Mary's and Arizona. In your case, VCU and Arizona. You've already answered the question. I think whoever it is will not make things easy for Arizona, as they're both talented teams. But I think the way Arizona is playing and with everybody healthy and available now, I like Arizona.
Yep, fair enough. Going back to the bracket, Gonzaga, in my case, West Virginia, in your case, Notre Dame. I'm liking this Gonzaga team, Joe. I'm glad they took the loss when they did. I think it shook a little bit of realism into the program, and it alleviated a lot of the pressure because all the I told you so's went, I told you so, they're not that good. They are that good, and they beat West Virginia.
And there you go. And I do agree. I think they beat Notre Dame in what will be an epic struggle in the Sweet 16. It ain't going to be easy.
Nope.
It ain't going to be easy. A lot of points scored in that one. It'll be a good one, whoever it is. But I do think Gonzaga wins. Gulf Coast and Arizona. Your case, Xavier and Arizona. I don't think it matters. Again, these double-digit seeds that we see making it to the second weekend, we also see them disappearing by halfway through the second weekend. We both like Arizona.
Yep, certainly do.
Arizona-Gonzaga. Again, I think it's going to be a great matchup. Didn't these two teams hook up earlier in the year with Gonzaga prevailing, if I'm not mistaken?
I believe they did.
It was without Tololo, but I still like Gonzaga. As you said, I think they have everything. Experience, size in the middle. They play enough defense. They can certainly score the ball. Arizona's very good. We'll give them all they want and more. But I think Gonzaga, as a number one seed, comes out of that West.
Yeah, I do as well, and for the exact same reasons. Look, Arizona's a legit team. Should it go the other way, it wouldn't surprise me. It honestly wouldn't. But Gonzaga, I think, just has a little more talent.
Fair enough. We head up to the Midwest region, where UNC, it's actually, I'm sorry, it's UC Davis,
yes,
takes on Kansas. Well, we knew. It was nice seeing you again, or it was nice seeing you at all, UC Davis, but we won't see much of you.
Enjoy Tulsa. Enjoy Tulsa. It.
Kansas wins. Michigan State, Miami, you know, again, a toss-up, but this is the classic Tom Izzo team that surprises people, that, you know, they're an 8 seed, they're a 7 seed. More was expected out of them, and they disappoint. They come into the tournament, and they win games. They win this one. They beat Jim Larrañaga's group.
Yeah, I actually picked them as well. I my days of underestimating Michigan State are long in the rearview mirror.
All righty, especially when they come in seeded like this. When they're a high seed, they get knocked out by Middle Tennessee State.
Yep.
Number 5 seed Iowa, number 12 seed Nevada. We both have a soft spot for Steve Prohm, definitely a friend of the show and a friend of both of ours. He's done a great job with this group this year, led by Monte Morris. They have no size.
Right.
Nevada doesn't have much size either. These two teams will certainly pick it up and put it down. Wouldn't be shocked if Nevada came through, but my soft spot for Steve Prohm makes me pick the Iowa State Cyclones.
Yeah, you know, if Nevada had a little bit of size that was legit size, I probably would have picked them in this basketball game. But Iowa State, I think, is actually going to take care of them pretty handily.
You do. I think it's going to be. I mean, I've seen a lot of people pick that one. I think that'll be close. I think that'll be a pretty close one. Here's a popular upset, but I don't see it.
Nope.
Haas and Swanigan are just too good. Purdue and the Catamounts of Vermont, who've been red hot. Purdue going to take care of their business. They're just too big, too physical, too good. I like Purdue.
Yeah, I think they are as well, and that is a pretty intriguing matchup against Iowa State because it's going to be size against shooting.
Wow. It's size against speed. It's Clydesdales against gnats.
Yeah.
It's Clydesdales against flies. Here's one. Number 6, Creighton, who's really been limping in, and I talked to Craig McDermott on another program about this and the adjustment. He still talks about the fact we're still adjusting to not having our point guard. You know, he's made the adjustments. They've been up and down. They started to play better of late, gave a representative effort in the Big East tournament. That said, I'm not enamored with what they're able to do. Rhode Island is getting healthy at the right time, and they are a pest on defense. I like Rhode Island here.
Yeah, I flipped the coin on this for those exact same reasons. My coin came up Creighton, but without any great conviction. URI's playing darn good basketball right now as they've adjusted. But Creighton, that showing in the Big East did make a difference for me.
Okay, that's fair. Oregon loses Boucher, who's one of their impact players. I don't think it matters against Iona. This isn't, it's okay. This Iona group is not as good as the group from the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they can spring the upset. I know some people have talked about it. I don't think Oregon gets knocked out here.
Yeah, I don't think so either for the exact same reasons. It's a little bit notch below for Iona. And Oregon's a damn good basketball team. Let's not forget.
Michigan and Oklahoma State. Arkband, Brad Underwood, your alma mater, Oklahoma State. Michigan's got something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every team in this tournament should have a harmless accident that scares the hell out of them and brings them together. You know, they were a struggling team, an up-and-down team, going into that Big Ten tournament. Man, they came together and they won the Big Ten tournament in the most unlikely of circumstances. There was a chance they weren't even going to go to the Big Ten tournament off of what happened.
Yeah.
There's something going on there. And I think this magic could continue for another game. Brad Underwood's group is good. They got a very special point guard. But I see something here in Michigan. I think they find a way.
You know, they're playing three guard. Tragically, they lost their size in the preseason when the poor kid passed away from the heart ailment, Koger. And it that's going to be what does them in. I mean, Michigan's on a very special run. Juwan Evans, Joe, is brilliant. If Brad can convince him to stay one more year, they may be a top 15 team next year.
Well, this is not a year to go out and draft as a point guard, Bob.
Right.
He'd be committing suicide to his career because he'd get drafted in the second round.
Yeah, more than likely. And hopefully they can convince him to stay, but he seems inclined to go the other way.
I think it'd be a terrible mistake. One thing we've seen, boy, can Brad Underwood coach and boy, could Travis Ford not coach.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
100%.
He never looks happy, Brad, but he can coach. We'll pick it up right there next on The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You're back with the Attack. See, he is paying attention. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We left off with Michigan, Oklahoma State. And, you know, I hate to get too technical, Joe, but, you know, we talked about Brad Underwood and his ability to coach up, and certainly he'll be bringing his own people in, and State will be pretty damn good while he's there. But, you know, when you're playing with the likes of Mitchell Solomon up front, you know, in the technical terms, he's an oofy doofy.
Is that a basketball term, oofy doofy?
That's basketball terminology right there.
Yeah. Again, you know, he's playing with a lot of Travis Ford's people, but you see the difference. This was a group Travis Ford couldn't get them out of their own way. Brad Underwood can coach.
Yep.
I mean, he can flat out coach, and this team struggled at times. They've gotten better as the year's gone on. And, you know, as you said, he's going to start bringing in his own recruits. Things are going to be okay at Gallagher-Iber because he's one of the very best coaches in America. Like I said, he's a smile more. He always looks mad. But he's a nice guy and a hell of a coach.
Yes, he is.
And another friend of the show. And if you're a friend of the show, you're a friend of ours. I'm sorry I had to pick against him, but what can I do?
Yeah, they'll be back next year.
And then we move to the bottom of the Midwest region, Louisville and Jacksonville State, which is not in Florida, just so people know.
So people are aware.
People think it's not in Florida. Louisville will roll. They've got too much on both sides of the ball.
Let's go back up to the top.
Exactly right. Kansas, Michigan State.
Yep.
This would be one of those years for Michigan State to roll through, because when you don't expect it and they're seated low, this is when they find their way to the Final Four. Not this year. I know this Kansas team doesn't have much size outside of Landon Lucas, but boy, they are special everywhere else. I like Kansas.
Yeah, me too. And I Frank Mason III, if Kansas ends up winning it all, he's going to be the champion, MVP of the entire tournament. He's that good on the collegiate level. I agree. Kansas moves on.
One of the weird things in college basketball, it's the one place where they call it the MOP, the most outstanding player. Yes. I don't know why, just saying. I don't know. Iowa State and Purdue, I think we have both going through in this one. I like Purdue. I don't know how Iowa State deals with their size. I just don't know. How do they deal with Swanigan and Haas? They're not going to. I like Purdue.
Yeah, they don't. is what it comes down to. The size is going to carry Purdue another round.
We both liked, you took Creighton, I took Rhode Island, and we both have them hooking up with Oregon. Again, I think this is where the Boucher injury factors in. I like Rhode Island. They got a little something here, a little bit of magic here. I think this is another one of those double-digit seeds out of a non-power conference that makes it to the Sweet 16. I like Rhode Island.
Yeah, well, that's also where I have Creighton moving on as well. They're growing into it. I understand the injury situation, but this is where I think Oregon's injuries come back to bite them.
And Michigan and Louisville. Louisville's good. This is why they took their punishment last year, because they're good this year. I like Louisville.
Yeah, me too. The magic carpet ride or the magic airplane ride comes to an end.
There you go. We move to the Sweet 16 in that Midwest region. It's Kansas, it's Purdue. And Kansas doesn't have much size. Purdue's got a lot of it. We couldn't figure out how Iowa State overcomes it. I did figure out how Kansas overcomes it.
Yeah.
They're dominant on the perimeter, and they will dominate on the perimeter. I think it'll be a very intriguing game and a good game, but I do like Kansas. They're that good.
Well, the old styles make fights, as we like to talk about. In this particular instance, I think speed and shooting is going to overcome size and power.
Creighton or Rhode Island versus Louisville? I think Louisville comes through. They're good this year. They're just flat out good. They can score it enough, and boy, can they defend. And they got a great coach in Rick Pitino. I wouldn't believe him if his tongue was notarized, but he's a great coach.
it's Louisville.
You know, that's an interesting group of head coaches at Louisville. One's a born liar, and the other one's a convicted liar.
And the other one's a serial cheater. Actually, they're both serial cheaters.
That's true, too.
One on a motorcycle, one in a restaurant.
And that's it. Kansas and Louisville in what I think will be a dynamite matchup. But Bill Self's group has something special this year. I like Kansas.
I do as well.
And that's your final four. So three-fourths of the final four, we've decided. Now we go to the South. Carolina and Texas Southern. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Arkansas and Seton Hall. Seton Hall is a little battle. Yeah, they're a little battle-tested here. I like Seton Hall against Arkansas.
I took the Razorbacks. Don't ask me why, because I don't have a good answer.
Okay, fair enough. Minnesota, Middle Tennessee State. I could see some upset going on here, but I wasn't brave enough to pick it. I took Minnesota.
No stones. This has Kermit Davis written all over it.
Yeah,
Minnesota hasn't seen that Kermit Davis defense. Minnesota hasn't been to this tournament in a long time. Middle Tennessee is the battle-tested group. They return a lot of guys, including their two best offensive players from last year's Magic group. Middle Tennessee pulls the upset over Minnesota.
All right. I'm counting on Rick Pitino to coach both teams.
Yeah, well, it's not Rick. It's Richard. A little bit of a difference.
Oops.
Butler and Winthrop, a 4-13 matchup. I almost picked Winthrop here, but I think the Bulldogs, you know, talk about battle-tested. I don't think this one will be easy for the Bulldogs, but I think they find a way.
That tilted it for me. I almost went the other direction as well. I just went with the experience factor.
You got Cincinnati and Kansas State. Again, Cincy plays great D. They're a better scoring team than they were last year. Bruce Weber's team looks good right now. I think Kansas State may have a little too much offense here. I like K-State.
Yeah, I coin tossed on this as well. With the inconsistency of Kansas State throughout the year, I appreciate the fact they got in. They fired on all cylinders for coach. I still think it comes to an end against Mick Cronin's team.
Fair enough. UCLA, Kent State. Well, we all know how much I like UCLA, so we all know where I'm going there, UCLA.
Yeah, me too.
Wichita State and Dayton. Dayton, the 7th seed, and they're the underdog because Wichita is misseeded in this tournament. I love Archie. I really do. I love Archie. I think he's a great coach. I think he's got another terrific club. I think he gets screwed again by the committee. I also think he's going out in the first round. I like Wichita State.
Yeah, you know, I was going Wichita State, too, and I thought to myself, you know, Archie will get these guys motivated for the exact reasons we've been talking about. They're going up against an unfair seed in an unfair situation. Archie Miller's a damn good coach. He's going to get it done and move this team on.
All right. And now Kentucky and Northern Kentucky, an in-state battle. Kentucky's going to win.
Okay.
which means now we go back up to the round of 32. Carolina and either Arkansas or Seton Hall. I don't think it matters much. North Carolina rolls.
Yeah, I agree, although I think the battle will be a little tougher than some people anticipate. I like UNC as well against either team.
All right. You had Minnesota. I had Middle Tennessee. We both had Butler. I have Middle Tennessee going through. They're going back to the Sweet 16, Bob. Kermit Davis is going to have himself the very best mid-major team in America. And now, because of the profile and back-to-back years in the Sweet 16, teams are going to start to schedule them. They're going to be Conference USA's answer to Gonzaga and Wichita State eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly understand the logic behind it. Logically, of course, I am not going with them. I went with Butler. But I have Butler beating Minnesota as well. I think Minnesota's greenness in the tournament shows up here.
Fair enough. All right, we move along. K-State and UCLA, or in your case, Cincinnati and UCLA In my case, it wouldn't matter. It's UCLA. They are so good on offense. They're the best scoring team in America.
Yep, me too.
Wichita State or Dayton and Kentucky? Oh, well, whichever mid-major it is that comes out, it will come to an end right there as Kentucky will take care of their business.
Yes, they will, and Archie will have a nice little story to talk about.
That's it. North Carolina versus either Butler or Middle Tennessee State. In my case, the ride to the Sweet 16 for Kermit Davis ends right there as Joel Berry stays on the floor and North Carolina takes care of their business.
Yes, they do, and Butler will have a nice story to talk about.
And there you go. We've got UCLA and Kentucky. Well, I told you how I feel about UCLA, and this is a rematch from their non-conference slate. I don't know if that means anything, but UCLA prevailed then. I think they prevail again.
Yeah, I think they too do as well. There's something special going on with UCLA. Not that there isn't with Kentucky, but I think in this particular instance, UCLA has matured into this role, and Lonzo Ball is that good, even though he's a Ute.
Yeah, and LaVar Ball is that good too. He's beating Michael Jordan one-on-one.
I watched him play Marcellus Bennett yesterday. He ain't beating Michael Jordan.
Beating him in anything.
Yeah.
Carolina and UCLA. Again, this is going to be, I want to talk about a clash of the Titans, two of the most storied programs in all of college basketball. That said, Joel Berry may get in foul trouble here, trying to guard all these UCLA guards. I like UCLA to prevail and end up in the Final Four.
I pick UNC. A lot of this has to do with last year, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chip on the shoulder this year, and it's been there all season. They want to get back, and they want the ring. And I think they'll take care of their business against UCLA.
But I'll tell you what, they are talented. With Kennedy Meeks, Isaiah Hicks on the inside.
Yep.
But, you know, like I said, I keep talking about Joel Berry III. He's got to stay on the floor.
Yes, he does.
If he doesn't stay on the floor, everything changes for them. So he better not get in foul trouble. And my suspicion is he somehow finds himself in foul trouble against a very efficient offensive team in UCLA. And that's the difference in what's going to be a great game.
I completely get it. I think he's going to manage to save himself. And that experience of having been there before, I think that shows up. And UCLA's lack thereof also shows up.
I had a girl tell me that once. I'm going to save myself. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And now, your lack of experience.
And there you go. We got our final. We both have our final fours all set. Out of the East, I have the 2-seed Duke. Out of the West, the number 1-seed Gonzaga. Out of the Midwest, the number 1-seed Kansas. And out of the South, the number 3-seed UCLA. And Bob,
I have Villanova. I have Zaga. I got Kansas. And I got UNC. I've never picked chalk before. This is my first time.
This is as chalky as it comes. 4-1s.
Yep.
All right. So now let's run down our final four. Duke and Gonzaga. I like Duke. Duke goes to the national finals. Kansas and UCLA. I like UCLA. UCLA goes to the national final. And when it's all said and done, another NCAA championship in Westwood. I like the Bruins to win the whole darn thing.
That's pretty damn bold. I've got Villanova coming to a halt against Gonzaga. I really do believe in this team. I think they are balanced. I think they've got it everywhere where it counts. And I also think that Kansas will finally come to an end against UNC. I think the balance of UNC will overcome Frank Mason III and his greatness and the teammates around him. I have UNC beating Gonzaga in the final, and UNC gets over the hump against the Zags.
Boy, did we do this to perfection. In 1 hour, literally in the second hour of the program, we went top to tail with our bracket. And we came up with some very interesting things. And oh, by the way, a little nugget as we get out the door for this segment. All 4-5-12 and 4-13 matchups are scheduled for today. Weird. That's courtesy of Nate Lundy, who replaced me at another network in middays.
There you go.
We follow each other on Twitter, even though I don't like him. we'll wrap things up right after this.
The The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Well, that's once we get into the weekend. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Good show today. Want to thank Sielski for coming on board, Mike Sielski. He was great. You know, look, it's all subjective. It's all a big guess, and you guys could be as right as we are when it comes to picking out these brackets. But you know, something we follow pretty close. Joe and I watch a lot of basketball. We're pretty firm in our conditions. You get into those, you know, 5-12s, and it gets a little tricky sometimes. But I'm pretty confident in my picks, and I rarely ever go chalk, but I did this year. I just am that confident in the top. I can certainly see where a couple of the twos would end up instead of the couple of the ones, but I think ultimately it's going to be one hell of a tournament. And you know, UNC was so close last year, so close, and I have a feeling they're going to prevail. I also picked a tiebreaker on the Justin case. 87-79 is my final score. And if UNC prevails, it'll be a nice feather in the cap of Roy Williams, you know. If for some reason they get bumped out early, as Sielski was talking about, they'll probably be calling for his head. But I don't see that happening this year. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. We'll be back tomorrow with some more fun and frivolity as the tournament will be underway, and we'll be talking some serious hoops. Thanks to Mike Sielski for coming on board from Philly.com. Go check out all his great work. Thanks to Joe. Thanks to Roberto. Thanks to you. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. Adios.